today we are meeting to do the Dharma together. Five people arrived this morning to practice here from Singapore, two men and three women, and 11 monks who are spending the range retreat here, and two people here from Bangkok who have also come to practice developing awareness, developing knowing. In order to develop awareness, to develop single-mindedness, to develop knowing, we need some kind of technique, some kind of method. In everything we do, we need to have a technique in order to arrive at the point at which we can walk the path. Studying in the worldly sense, there is a great deal of, and it is endless. As long as we study outside ourselves, there is no ending. Studying within ourselves, which is the developing of awareness, of single-mindedness, of knowing, this does have a conclusion, it has an ending. And if we do it correctly, we only need to do a little, and we can finish. At the beginning of the practice, we have to set aside speaking with each other, conversing. And we also have to set aside to renounce all kinds of addictions, like, for example, cigarettes or coffee and tea. We have to set these aside also. If we don't set these things aside, then our mind is caught up with them, and it is not possible for us to know ourselves. So the Buddha taught only the truth which is present in each human being. He did not teach something that is not real and not actual in each person. And he taught a way that each person can walk, each person can do. So the method which each person can practice is the practice of being aware of oneself and of developing awareness of oneself. This is a way of awakening oneself. So the practice of being aware of oneself or feeling oneself, we can sit in any position in which we are comfortable, or we can do this standing or lying down, and we have our hands free, and then we turn the hand up, feeling ourselves or being aware of oneself. So this feeling or awareness is called awakening oneself or awakening one's mind. When we have awareness of ourselves at all times, then panya, knowing, or wisdom, knowing, will arise. When the knowing arises, then we are able to cure ourselves or to solve our problems. Way of practice, I can recommend, I can guarantee that it will not be longer than 3 years, or medium time 1 year, or as fast time 90 days, that we will receive a result. So we need not speak of the fruit of this practice. Anger, delusion, greed will reduce or will fade away. When anger, delusion, greed reduce, then tension and being pleased and displeased, being happy and unhappy, will also reduce and fade away. Suffering, being impassioned, being confused, these states arise because we do not know this point of the fading away of anger, delusion, greed. So when we have studied within ourselves and know this point of the extinction of anger, delusion, greed, then all kinds of heatedness, all kinds of confusion will disappear, and calmness, peace will be substituted for these states immediately. The Buddha taught that there is no other happiness but peace or calmness. But usually people misunderstand this teaching because there are two kinds of calmness, two kinds of peaceful states. One is the calmness of samatha, meditation, and one is the calmness of vipassana meditation. The calmness of samatha meditation, in order to experience this, we need to seclude ourselves from other people, to find somewhere very peaceful and quiet in the forest or in a cave, and there we can cultivate this kind of calmness. But this is quite different from the calmness of vipassana meditation. With the calmness of vipassana, which means insight meditation, we can live with other people, we can be with others, we can work, we can lead our lives just as we do now, but we can have this calmness, which is the calmness of freedom from anger, delusion and greed, freedom from attachment. So with insight, vipassana meditation, then we watch our mind at all times, and we know ourselves as we speak and as we act and as we think. And so we can have this calmness anywhere, whatever kind of work we are doing, we can have the calmness of freedom from anger, delusion and greed, which cannot arise as we are watching our mind. The calmness of samatha meditation, in order to have this, we have to sit by ourselves, and we are unable to work. So it has been taught that this kind of calmness is like putting a rock on top of weeds. So while the rock is on top of the weeds, we cannot see the weeds, but the weeds are still there. And when the rock is taken off, then the weeds have been kept moist, and so they grow even faster. There is no need to speak of others. I like to speak of myself, of my own experience. So I practiced calmness meditation, samatha meditation, for a long time, and I developed calmness. But when I went out among people, then I did not have this calmness, and people would speak this way or that way, and I would forget myself, my mind would forget itself, and states of dissatisfaction, sometimes states of anger would arise. So the calmness of insight meditation, of vipassana meditation, is the calmness of a complete uprooting, the uprooting of suffering. So the method of developing insight is to do awareness of ourselves, to awaken ourselves, to awaken our mind, which means that we do not sleep, we are not asleep, because our eye is awake and our mind is awake. So our eye is awake means that we can go anywhere, and our mind is awake means that we watch our thought. So the watching of thought is the very important thing, which many people do not know about and do not practice. So when thought arises, then usually we enter into the thought immediately, and we follow that thought, being interested in this or that, critical of this or that. And this is quite different from cutting the thought away. When we can't cut the thought away, then at best we know our thought. But when we cut the thought away as soon as it arises, then this is called seeing thought. So when we enter into thought, then it proliferates, it elaborates, it concocts great stories. This is called sankhara in Pali language, which means concocting and decorating. When it's like this, then the thought flows continuously, and there is no way of bringing it to an end. We have heard the story of how the Buddha, before he became the Buddha, before his enlightenment, took a container and, standing by a river, made the resolution that if he was to become enlightened, if he was to become the Buddha and extinguish all defilements inside himself, then may that container, when he placed in the river, go against the stream, against the current, and go back to the origin of the stream. And on the other hand, if he would have no success at all and would not become enlightened, may that container go with the stream, with the current. A person that has knowing, that has panya, when he hears his story, understands it immediately and is able to put it to work. So going against the stream is going against the stream of thought, so that when thought arises, we can come out of thought immediately, and so thought cannot proliferate, it cannot concoct. It is by seeing thought that we emerge from thought, and don't allow thought to proliferate and to concoct. And this is a way of uprooting ourselves out of thought. So this uprooting of ourselves out of thought is calmness. It is not far away from us, and it is what all the scriptures are about. And those scriptures are mistranslated, then we rack our brains with no result at all. But if those scriptures are translated correctly, then we can put it to work immediately. So therefore we have this practice, this method of practice of developing awareness, developing single-mindedness, developing knowing. The words and the practice itself are very, very different. So the speaking is not the doing, and the doing is not the speaking. But the doing depends on the speaking at its beginning. So therefore we teach to turn the hand up, being aware of the movement, and then to stop, being aware of the stopping of the movement. And this is the way we speak, but this is quite different from the experience of doing it. When we do it, then we turn the hand up and we are aware of the movement, we feel the movement, and then we stop and we feel the cessation of the movement. Then we raise the hand and we are aware of the movement, and then we stop and we are aware of ourselves stopped. So this is speaking, the teaching of the method and the doing of the method. So therefore when we think, when thought arises, then we need to practice the movement. We need to build rhythm. And this is the way of moving against the stream of thought. If we don't do that, if we sit still, sit quietly, then we simply flow with the thought. And in my terms, this is called vipassana upakilesa, the defilement of insight. So we have heard the scriptures and the teachers say that there are three kinds of obstacles in the practice of developing meditation. Vipassana, upakilesa, dintiyan, and vipalasa. And unless we know all three of these well, then we have not reached the level of insight of vipassana. The person who is vipassanu is like someone who is drunk, and the more they drink, the drunker they are. The more we think, then the more we flow with the thought, the more we speak from thought, the happier we are with ourselves, drunk on thought. And for those of us who are here, the 11 monks who have come to spend the rain together, these people from Bangkok, 5 people from Singapore, we can call ourselves friends in the worldly sense, or we can call ourselves friends in Dharma. What we need to do is to put aside talking, speaking, chatting with each other, and to put aside all forms of addiction, and to listen well, and to go and put this into practice.